Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. The Dodgers are world champions, and now they're going to face some questions. This is 2020. You know, I always think that's overused. People go, well, you know, 2020. Well, you know, 2020. But this is 2020. We have a lot of drama to get to about this game. All right, I want to say that right away. We have Kevin Cash, manager of the Rays, making one of the great managerial blunders of World Series history. It's going to go down that way, surely, because of how the Dodgers were able to come from behind and beat the Rays. But the big question right now is we're watching the Dodgers celebrate on the field. A lot of them are wearing masks. Clayton Kershaw is not holding one of his children. This becomes a story because Justin Turner, who started tonight for the Dodgers, batted three times, came out of the game late, was substituted for late. Fox broke the story following the game that Turner had to leave the game because of a positive test for COVID-19. Now, hopefully Justin Turner is okay. Look, the guy played in game six of the World Series and you know, played okay. Nearly hit a home run, nearly hit a big home run that could have broke the game open. And hopefully he is all right. Hopefully the Dodgers are okay. Look, Turner's been around them for a long time. But there's a couple of things that have to be answered about this. Is number one, the test result comes in the ninth inning of the game? I mean, I
don't think anybody's buying that, Jason.
I kind of get that, all right, if you're not feeling good, you take the COVID test the day of the game, and then it comes back, and it comes back. So that's a little bit iffy. Secondly, I have never, and all through baseball this year, we have never seen anybody get a positive test for COVID-19 during a game. That has never come back to with anything. We've never, in football, in hockey, in basketball, we've had people test positive for COVID-19. We have never had it come to where, hey, this person has to come out of the game because of a positive test for COVID-19. So while the Dodgers are celebrating, they're celebrating right now, and Corey Seager is going to get the truck as World Series MVP, they're going to have to answer a lot of questions about Justin Turner and his test and how this happened. And I hope the answer is no, because, man, can you imagine what it's going to be like if, hey, the Dodgers let him play and they knew that he was positive for COVID-19. I mean, this is one of those storylines where I really hope it goes that way. Obviously, I hope he's okay, and we all hope he's okay. But, man, this would be a bad look for baseball if it gets out the other way.
Bad end, you know, the who knew what and when, right? If this comes back and you could get a timeline to where this was known before first pitch, all hell to pay, right? A lot of credibility, a lot of the goodwill of trying to finish this off goes away. Doesn't take away from what the Dodgers were able to do. Doesn't take away from Seager's MVP run and certainly Clayton Kershaw getting that huge mark in his long pro baseball reference page, right, as we go through. But this one, if legit, it's before the game. What kind of action comes back against the Dodgers, right, in terms of fines and other things? And like I said, I think you lose a bunch of the goodwill. You got to the end. A lot of folks were calling for baseball to call the season. There have been at least, three, maybe four times during the regular season and playoffs where you had a little bit of that, all right, I've got to write 1,000 words. I'm going to go after the Marlins and say that we should cancel baseball, much like people have tried to do with college football time and again and are doing again with the outbreak at Wisconsin. But For the Dodgers, it mutes. I mean, it certainly doesn't mute the celebration of everybody firing with their fireworks here. I really don't know how they had any left after the month-long celebration around the 4th of July and then doubling down when the Lakers won. But, hey, they found a new stash, I guess, somewhere buried in the backyard. But it certainly does for us. You know, it gets you a little bit uneasy of, ends justifying means, win at all costs. And, like, could just be a false positive, and precautionary measure, right? Wasn't feeling 100%, so takes it. But the other side is now you've got an entire dugout full of guys, family members, organizational and staff that were all on the field and still are, that are suddenly potentially exposed to this.
We're going to hear from Fox. This is Fox right now breaking the story on the air a few minutes ago about Justin Turner and his positive COVID-19 test. Let's go ahead and hear it.
We start this show with some breaking news. After the completion of the game tonight, we were informed by Major League Baseball that Justin Turner received a positive COVID test. That's why he was removed from the game. We have no other details at this time. We'll continue, though, to report on this developing story. Obviously, we hope Turner's okay and that everyone else is okay that's been around Turner. But there you go.
So there it was. There's the announcement. He got to hit in the sixth inning and nearly went deep. And then he was taken out of the game following it. And really, it's a very difficult thing to look at this and go, okay, there's really no other story here. I mean, look, I'm just coming at this like a regular person would. Okay, here's a player who played in the game and he hit. And then he came out of the game and that's when they got the news about him testing positive. And if he tests positive during the game, they keep playing the game. I mean, that's another weird part to me too, is that look, when guys test positive all during the season and in all other sports, they stop playing, right? Okay. Well, we can't play. We have to make sure you guys go and quarantine and make sure you're right to keep playing. And they kept playing this game. Turner, who was around the other players on the Rays, around his teammates with the Dodgers. That's a big question. I mean, that's one of those multi-million-dollar decisions that high ups at networks and major leagues make to say, "Yep, keep playing the game. He was here already, so what can you do? You know, you keep playing the game."
There is something to that, right?
It's really something. I mean, that you didn't say, "Okay, you know what? We have to stop this game," because that clearly could have been an outcome for this. It could have clearly been, hey, you know what? We got to stop. Justin Turner's got COVID. We can't play this game. This story comes out after the game is over. I wonder what the Rays' reaction is going to be about this. They're going to go, wait, dude, they had a guy tested positive for COVID, and they didn't tell us? And we played
the game. They don't have to ask about Blake Snell anymore.
Well, yeah.
Kevin I'm off Cash the hook. Go,
let's talk about this, but you took Blake Snell out. No. Let's talk about this.
This is a bigger deal. This is look, because we'd heard from Rob Manfred right in the last couple of days. There were some stories about the largesse of the money being lost for this season, right? Not having fans in the stadium, everything that you're looking at a significant amount of money. So I have to wonder at some point if this was known, if it wasn't, hey, we got 24 hours and we're done with this. We're done with the season. So show goes on. And at that point, he'd already had multiple at-bats. He'd been in the field. So saying any damage that was going to be done, I could see this argument. I don't know that it holds weight, but I can see the argument of, well, he's already been in, so just finish the job. Now, if you find out that this positive test had found its way and the results to the Dodgers organization pregame, now we got a whole other mess on our hands.
That is what happened. Again, the breaking news, Justin Turner of the Dodgers tested positive for COVID-19. The results came back near the end of this game. This is why he was pulled and was not on the field, has not been seen celebrating with the Dodgers as they celebrate their championship. So we'll have more on this. I'm sure, hey, we're going to hear from members of the Dodgers as these questions come out, but we're combining doing this with celebrating a championship and breaking down the who, the what, the why. It's what we do here at Fox Sports Radio. And for the first time, let's play it for you. Let's play the final out of the 2020 World Series.
Urias to Adames. Call strike three. The Dodgers win. Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020 in a year like no other, where joy has been so hard to come by. Tonight, tears of joy. Let them flow. Tonight, there is joy in Mudville.
There it is. Listen to Charlie Steiner.
Nobody's ever described Los Angeles as Mudville.
There
have been some other bad ones, but yeah.
There is joy in Mudville as Willie Adames strikes out looking on a fastball right down the middle. this was some kind of night for the Dodgers. It looked to a night where for a long time we were going to see this game go to Game 7. Blake Snell was completely dominant through the first 5 1/3 innings of this game. And this is where things changed, and the Dodgers wound up winning the World Series. Blake Snell is the Rays' best pitcher, and he's been the Rays' best pitcher for the past few years. He's got a Cy Young. I'll tell you, Blake Snell on Twitch tonight is going to be off the hook, man, talking about Kevin Cash. So he already had a game earlier in the playoffs in which he got taken out early in the ALCS against the Astros when he gave up one hit in the fifth inning. He was pitching shutout baseball. He walks off the mound going, my God, what the blank are we doing? Not happy about being taken out, having a dominant game. He also pitched pretty well his first time out against the Dodgers in the series. Tonight, he was throwing a gem. He was at 70 pitches. He had 9 strikeouts. The Dodgers weren't touching him. But it comes to the sixth inning, and after the first out of the sixth, which is a pop-up to center field, gives up a base hit, and then Kevin Cash comes to the mound and takes Blake Snell out. Blake Snell was not happy to leave this game. He was cruising. Top of the lineup was coming up, and this is part analytics. This is part philosophy the teams have in baseball, is that, hey, we don't want our starting pitcher to pitch to guys on the other team 3 times. We want to take them out after 2 times through the order. The special guys get to pitch deeper into games. Like, we've seen that with teams. And Blake Snell, you would think, would be that special guy, but he was not. And as soon as Blake Snell comes out of the game, the Dodgers take the lead. All right, Anderson comes in, who is one of the high leverage relievers for the Rays, and right away, Mookie Betts greets him with a double down the line. 2 batters later, after a ground out, Mookie Betts scores on a ground out to first, on a ground ball to first base. It's 2-1 Dodgers, and the Dodgers are feeling it. What the Rays did here, what Kevin Cash did, was play analytics over what he was seeing with his eyes on the ball field. He's going to go down as Grady Little. He's going to go down as one of the managers who made one of the biggest blunders in World Series history, because we still talk about Grady Little taking Pedro Martinez out. It's been 20 bleeping years, and we still talk about that. And now you have this, because Blake Snell was cruising. It was 1-0. And maybe the game unfolds a different way, but he took out a pitcher who was throwing zeros and was dealing. And what did I say at the time? This is what happens at that time. You can bring in a reliever, Mike, and say, all right, this is what we're doing, and this is what our analytics tells us, and we want to do it this way. But the lift that goes on in the Dodgers dugout, because as soon as you get a great pitcher out of the game, you get right away, they seize the momentum. And suddenly they got a jolt of adrenaline, and they got the juice to say, hey, you know what? He's out of the game. Boy, we couldn't do anything, but thank you, Kevin Cash, for doing that. And now what happens? You saw double down the line, run, manufacturing a run. It's 2-1, and now the Dodgers have the advantage. The Rays are saying, what the hell did we just do? So, you know, they're coming to the dugout all discombobulated and saying, well, why did we just take Blake Snell out of the game? Now we're losing. The Dodgers are feeling confident. Now they can go to their high-leverage relievers, and they wind up winning the World Series. And Kevin Cash took that out of the Rays' pocket and handed this to the Dodgers. This is probably, I mean, look, in 20 years, this is the biggest managerial faux pas and brain cramp that I have seen. And it's not even close, because this was, we could be going to game 7. The Dodgers had no energy. They were waiting for a home run. You could see their body language, and everything changed when you take out a pitcher that's going good. You can't always subscribe to analytics. Sometimes you got to manage with your gut and what you see and have a feel for the game. And when you're in game 6 of the World Series and you're not managing robots, because if we're managing robots, analytics would win every single time. You have to understand that this is what I'm seeing. I am seeing a guy, despite the fact it's the third time through the order, we don't usually do that, I'm seeing a guy throw easy and dominant and feeling it, and I'm seeing him keeping that team at bay. We stick with Blake Snell for another couple of innings, not just through this inning. He's only at 73 pitches, Mike. This is one of the biggest mistakes I've ever seen in the World Series, and we knew it right when it happened.
Well, you at least finish the inning and then evaluate from there, right? It was a soft, looping single to center. Like, this wasn't a 112 mile exit velocity speed to the gap or something like we'd seen in other games where it's like, all right, this is it, right? When Kershaw got taken out, he'd given up a couple of pretty hard hit balls back a few games ago. So you could say, all right, there's where your exit is. Here, nobody's hitting him well. The next 3 batters at the top of the lineup had all struck out. 0 for 6, 6 strikeouts. The story now becomes that of legend. And what did he do? He pulled a Montgomery Burns. It's like, it's what good managers do. Strawberry, you're out. And that's
but coach,
what
I got 9 home runs today.
And Snell, you know, Bob Nightingale quotes him, it's going to take a long time to get over this. So he's obviously dejected, distraught, all those words that you use to describe a guy who's just watched his chance at baseball immortality ripped away from him in so much as a quick walk to the mound. Again, he hadn't pitched 6-plus innings going back to 2019. So you were at what his normal end was, but this is a simple case of screw the computer. This guy's dealing. Nobody's catching up to him. Nobody's putting good wood on the ball. He's got him chasing all over the zone. They have no idea. He's got him off balanced. And you go and you open the door. And what happens? Mookie Betts immediately rips a double down the line. It's off of Anderson when he comes in. It's like, all right, you've now just given up any emotional. Look, and momentum's one of those funny words that we use in sports for sure. But any life, to go to your Terminator against the machines, right? What do you got to do? You got to get that light to fade from his eyes, right? You might have seen the Dodgers starting to lose a little bit of the juice. Instead, you got full power, and well, he's wreaking havoc again, and now you lose 3-1. Mookie Betts hits the monster home run, and the World Series is done.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. We have more on the World Series coming up. In fact, we're getting in news of exactly what happened with Justin Turner and how the information got to the Dodgers about his positive COVID-19 test. We will have that story for you coming up next. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios as we celebrate the Dodgers World Series title and also what is now next for Justin Turner and the Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Rays tonight 3-1. We're going to hear from Kevin Cash, Rays manager, who was named World Series MVP for taking out Blake Snell. Oh, sorry. Too soon for
hey,
that,
it's
buddy.
Just a hunk of metal. What the hell's the difference?
Too soon for that? We'll hear from Kevin Cash coming up in a couple minutes as he tries to explain slash defend his decision to take out his best pitcher in the middle of a game he was cruising in which the Dodgers took the lead right away after and went on to win the World Series. But right after the game was over, this story broke. Fox had it. Justin Turner of the Dodgers left the game late, and he was not seen in the dugout and was not seen in the clubhouse. And Fox told us the story and broke the news that Justin Turner tested positive for COVID-19. This is why he had to be removed from the game. Now, there's two questions to this story with Justin Turner. The first one was, what did the Dodgers know? What did baseball know? The second one is, what's protocol when a player tests positive in the playoffs in the middle of a game? Well, we know the answer to the first part of it because Jeff Passan, MLB insider for ESPN, put this out on social media a few moments ago. In the second inning tonight, the lab doing COVID tests informed baseball that Justin Turner's test from yesterday came back inconclusive. So they had to use the samples from today, which just arrived. They ran those samples, and it showed up positive. The league immediately called the Dodgers and said to pull Turner from the game. When the Dodgers all get back to their hotel tonight, they're going to get a rapid PCR test on the field right now. We're watching them celebrate. Most of them have masks on. Some of them did not. Maybe some of the players still don't know, although I can't believe they don't know at this point. So the first part of it is, okay, it looks like the Dodgers followed protocol. Listen, we had the test for Justin Turner. It's inconclusive. He plays because we've had a lot of false positives. I get it. It comes back, hey, we ran his test from today. He's positive. Take him out of the game. So the Dodgers take Justin Turner out of the game. Now the question is, what's the protocol in the playoffs when a player tests positive in the middle of a game? Is it we finish the game? I don't know that there is an official position that Major League Baseball has. That, you know, we had, I think, one player earlier this year test positive near the end of the game. But this is the World Series. This is everything going on. This is a different animal. This is where the players are supposedly in quarantine. This is why we're playing at neutral sites. So I don't know what the right what the response was, and if it's something that is even 100% written for Major League Baseball to say yes, but it really was surprising that here's a player who tests positive for COVID-19 and the game just continued and Turner came out. I don't know if the Dodgers notified the Rays. I don't know if baseball notified the Rays and said, hey, Justin Turner tested positive for COVID-19. I don't know if the game should have been played after that point. I mean, I get that, hey, we're in the middle of the game. What are we going to do? Stop it. They've been exposed. If they've been exposed, we're going to play another couple of innings. We've played together all night. What does it matter? Even though, you know, for COVID-19, the longer you're exposed to someone or something, the bigger chance it is you can get it. So I don't know. That's the next question we need to know here, Mike, is what's baseball's protocol for a situation like this? Did they kind of let it slide because it's game six of the World Series and everybody's watching on television and millions of people are watching and this is what's going on? That's the next thing we got to find out here.
I think you're going to find someone whistling and just kind of walking out of the room briskly instead of answering that question. I don't mean to make light of it. I'm still watching the celebration here in Los Angeles. People are now taking turns doing donuts in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it looks like the one guy doing donuts in the middle of the street is doing it with the MVP truck that Corey Seager won. It looks like it's the same truck.
No, you just had a guy in a sports car. Now it's followed up with a guy in a pickup truck. But to your point, I don't know how much of this is written out. I think they made some base agreements of how this stuff was going to go. And then a lot of it became all right, we'll play it by ear and we'll make the best of it and go situation to situation. At least that's my reading of it, because it didn't seem like there was always rhyme or reason to the way things proceeded. And in this case, you're at game six. And as I said before, you're 24 hours from being able to say, all right, we successfully navigated this season, exhale and exit stage right until you start planning for spring training and trying to figure out how you're going to have more normalcy restored and people and butts and seats and get your revenues flowing for 2021. I'm already counting down to the White Sox coming out to play the Angels in what will be the meaningful at-bats of Mike Trout's 2021 season. So, I mean, you got to celebrate that as you do. But I don't know that they had anything written out for such an event. Not because they didn't think it couldn't happen, but just from a we'll cross that bridge and see situationally where we are when we come to it. Right? Because if it's game two or game three, all bets are off, right? And even if right now, what we know, unless you're able to get a bunch of negatives back pretty quickly, game seven, moot point now, but game seven would have had to have been postponed, I think.
Yeah, but of again, course.
But again, it goes back to, the how many tests come back inconclusive, positive, etc., right? This isn't even a positive test. It was inconclusive, so take him out, right? And so, yeah, just a difficult situation. Rob Manfred, a lot of people wondering about his status at the end of the game.
Oof, yeah.
As to where he was. So that's a whole other part to the equation of he was just looking to get to its end, I think.
Yeah, we have a lot that we're chasing and dealing with here on the show. And Rob Manfred and his post game, which is being questioned by a lot of people, is going to be coming up in a few minutes. But let's hear from a little bit. We're actually going to have what's trending, and then we're going to hear from Kevin Cash, Rays manager, talking about why he pulled Blake Snell from the game, which is the biggest baseball story on the field.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, seeing those people doing it, because we're seeing celebratory video of the Dodgers now. There's a street in downtown L.A. where cars are doing donuts, and fans are all standing around on the sides of the streets watching. It's like that opening scene from Fast and Furious when they're getting ready for the race, and suddenly all these people come out of nowhere. We're on a downtown city street in L.A. Oh, the cops are coming, man. Watch out, watch out. I mean, it's like the opening scene from the first movie. I mean,
nearly hitting folks doing their donuts. I hope they arrest every last one of them.
Wow.
Jack.
Oh, look at you. So there's a big thing to say about baseball, sports, and COVID we're going to get to coming up in a few minutes. But let's finish with the Kevin Cash conversation for now, as Cash, Rays manager, who didn't endear himself to his team in Game 5 by not challenging Manny Margot's steal of home, which could have tilted the game the other way for the Rays. He takes out Blake Snell, his starting pitcher, who is cruising through 5 1/3 innings, goes to the bullpen. The bullpen immediately gives up the lead, and the Dodgers hold on to win the World Series. Here's Kevin Cash from a few moments ago explaining just why he took Blake Snell out when he did, when he was pitching so well.
Kevin, I know you guys try to be consistent, but can you explain what went into the decision to take out Blake? Was it something you saw? Was it a plan to limit him to two times through? Or what was your motive there?
No, I mean, the only motive was that the lineup the Dodgers feature is as potent as any team in the league. Personally, I felt Blake had done his job and then some. Mookie coming around for the third time through. I value that. I totally respect and understand the questions that come with it. Blake gave us every opportunity to win. He was outstanding. They're not easy decisions. And that's where I came to the decision. I felt it was best after the guy got on base. Barnes hit the single. Didn't want Mookie or Seager seeing Blake a third time.
And was that the plan, even if he was just done for two times through no matter what, or was there any other wiggle room there?
No, there was no set plan. As much as people think that sometimes, there's no set plan. This organization is tremendous about giving the staff the trust to make the in-game decisions that we feel is going to make or give us the best chance to win. And I totally respect that. What it unfolded today was pretty tough.
Gotcha. And then I know Nick didn't get hit hard, but he's had a little bit of a rough run here. What gave you the confidence to go to him in that situation?
Simply that it has been a little bit of a challenging run for him. But over the last 2 years, I think there's an argument to be made that he's been the best reliever in baseball. And we're going to trust that he's going to go do his thing.
Hey, Kevin. Understanding that Blake has not gone deep into games all season long and has had some struggles the third time through the order, still, he was throwing tonight better than we've seen him, other than maybe the wild card game. How much does that make it a more difficult decision in your mind? I mean, do you weigh a single night how he looks versus what the procedure has been most of the season?
Yeah, I think we owe it to ourselves to bring it all together and try to make the best decision. And similar to some other ones that I've made this postseason, they are gut-wrenching. You feel for Blake. And everything that we try to do, it's try to put our team in the best position to win. And I feel that's the reason I made the decision, and totally understand and respect any opinion off of that. Blake could not have been better tonight. I mean, the strikeouts, the pitch efficiency, the stuff, it was all really, really special. He put it all together for us in a big way.
All right, so there's Kevin Cash explaining why he took Blake Snell out. And you hear him talking about the analytics and the strategy of, we didn't want him to see Mookie Betts, Justin Turner, Corey Seager another time through the order. Those three guys tonight were 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts against him. He was cruising. All right, now, it's about analytics. It's about managing with a decision that you're going to do something no matter what versus managing with a feel. Right. And you hear this about all the great managers in the game all the time. Right. This guy's got a great feel for the game. That's why we like him as manager. you can't manage all one way or all the other, right? You can't just manage by feel, because then you make mistakes and you have players in matchups with pitchers and batters that they shouldn't be in. You can't manage all the way with analytics, because if you do that, you ignore things like what's happening right in front of you, which is no matter what you think of with this strategy of we don't want a guy to see a guy a third time, he had just struck Mookie Betts out twice. He just struck out Corey Seager twice. They were having incredible amounts of difficulty with him. You have to be able to manage both ways. And this is what the most successful managers, the early 21st century managers, do. They find a way to, okay, I like analytics, but I'm not beholden to it because I got to go by what I see. Especially in Game 6 of the World Series, where you are not managing robots, you are managing players. And it's about the Dodger body language. It's about what you're watching Blake Snell doing and his confidence growing. They were not getting good swings at him. All right, he was not in trouble. He was going through the lineup, and it was a game that I could see the Rays winning 1-0. And he decides to make that change because he doesn't listen to his gut. Because there's no way he sits here and says, yeah, no, we have to take him out. I mean, when you decide you're going to be beholden to doing things no matter what you see on the field, this is where you get into trouble. This is why Dave Roberts gets into trouble as Dodger manager. Why is he taking out Gratterall after 7 pitches and 2 strikeouts? Well, because it says we're supposed to. This is when managers get into trouble in the playoffs, when they can't find a way to balance the managing what they see and managing according to analytics. And Kevin Cash, this is going down as one of the biggest blunders in baseball history. Certainly the last 20 years, we're going to talk about this for a long, long time, because what he did was, he took a team that was cruising through, we're going to win here, and then he gave the Dodgers life. You saw how they jumped to life after Blake Snell was out of the game. All the questions the Dodgers are getting right now following the game are, can you believe Blake Snell was taken out of the game? I mean, what does that tell you about what kind of move that was? I mean, really, this is where Kevin Cash, I get that he is very forceful in saying what he's saying. And I look, this is why we did it. Step back for a second. Like that, I don't think there was a second where he stood outside himself and said, well, we got to leave him in. He came right out of the dugout, right after that hit, up, got to go out. 2-hit shutout, doesn't matter, we're going out to get him. There was no time where he thought, you know, maybe we should leave this guy in. And Blake Snell has to walk around and say, I don't know what the hell was going on. I wonder what kind of power and influence he still has over the dugout following these moves the last couple of games, including not challenging Margo Steele of home. And now this, where the Rays are saying we could be World Series champions and Skip cost us this, because you know there's going to be that kind of animosity towards him, because they're going to think about that the entire offseason.
Well, Skip didn't go with his gut twice, right? We talked about the Steele extensively yesterday. I'm trying to think of what day it is. It's very long schedule as you go through. I'm still reeling from that Bears debacle and the fallout from that game. You thought that was drama. Take this to the next level. But you heard in Cash's comments how he tried to talk you out of, hey, that's not the way it works. That's not. And then he immediately went to, well, we were going to see them for the third time. It's like, no, you tried to dismiss it, and you circled back to that as your reasoning to why you didn't let him continue to pitch. So that needs to go on a loop in Tampa as fans are up in arms wondering about it, and certainly the players in the dugout and Snell himself. That's going to take a long time to get past, right, where you got ruled by a spreadsheet in the World Series. That is the ultimate, right? And obviously on the other side, you know, we've heard a lot about Dave Roberts and the Dodgers of, we have a plan and then it flows and you adjust as necessary in game, and you know, the autonomy that is claimed within the dugout. But certainly here for Cash, he went right back to the company line pretty fast after diverting from it. So long off season for the Rays, because you don't get many shots at this, right? You might be good, you might have a number of years where you're playing deep into the AL playoffs, but you got to the biggest stage and you were going toe to toe with the big heavyweight, you know, payroll and all these stars, and a couple of managerial blunders may have taken that title away from you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets Swollen Dome. I mean, that this is going to live forever in World Series lore. That video of Blake Snell going, "What the hell are we doing?" is going to be one of those iconic moments. And the Dodgers win the World Series as a direct result of that. 3-1 is your final. We have more on this coming up in a couple minutes. You're going to hear from the interview with Rob Manfred that has a lot of people talking about what's going on with the commissioner.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. The Dodgers are your World Series champions. The drama with Justin Turner continues to unfold as we have new information on this coming up in a few minutes. Had to leave the game after testing positive for COVID-19 shortly before the Dodgers beat the Rays, and there's a new update on this one, so we got that coming up in 10 minutes. But let's hear a little bit of MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who, trying to give the trophy away, was not met with a lot of positive vibes from the crowd, as he was probably dealing with the information of Justin Turner's positive COVID-19 test, giving away a trophy in which he wanted to give it to a deserving owner. And let's just say that people are questioning Rob Manfred a little bit and hoping that he's okay. Let's roll a bit.
Obviously, we're concerned when any of our players test positive. We learned during the game that Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
Wow. That's not normally how Rob Manfred talks, Mike Harmon.
Very slow, specific, methodical. Make sure it runs through the brain three or four times. Am I saying the proper thing? No, it's not a good look for all of the Justin Turner talk out there. Rob Manfred's a close second because it ties back to Justin Turner, because remember, Turner was one of his most outspoken critics when he handed down his punishment or lack thereof on the Houston Astros.
So yeah, everybody's wondering, is the commissioner okay?
Yeah, is commissioner okay? Feeling all right? Is he sick? Is he just enjoying the fruits of the World Series?
I'm really not ready for this interview, but sure, go ahead, let it rip. I'll say whatever I can say if you want. So hopefully if we hear any more from the commissioner, we're okay. But
yeah,
I want to let you know
who's in control of his availability.
Yeah,
I know he's got to still give the trophy out and all, but that's not so good.
I want to tell you what's going on right now, because we're watching the Dodgers celebrate on the field, and Justin Turner, who tested positive for COVID-19 or got back a positive COVID-19 test during the game, had to be taken out of the game by the Dodgers, is back on the field right now. He is about, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet away from 2 or 3 other people that he's talking
to. Andrew Friedman and he having a conversation.
Yeah, like I said, he's closer than that with Andrew Friedman. Even though they're all wearing masks, Justin Turner's on his phone. He was holding the World Series trophy a few moments ago, and he was hugging somebody who came over to give him a hug. So here's Justin Turner, who is on the field celebrating or trying to celebrate the World Series. And this is a shocking thing from Major League Baseball, from the Dodgers, from Justin Turner. He's walking around the field, and I mean, this is a bad look for baseball, man. Woo!
It's a weird night as people shoot fireworks off in the middle of the street across L.A.
It is a bizarre night, and we have one more hour next on Fox.